Fergie, Clumsy, We Are Quixie, 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. And Brian, what do you think as far as the oldest expired plate that you would see?
Like on a vehicle?
Yeah. Like a, that somebody's driving.
Oh, wow. Oh, I don't know, 10 years?
Okay, well, police in Toronto pulled over someone recently whose plates had expired in August of 1989.
How do you drive around for 31 plus years and not get caught?
Well, I think he had been caught, and he just opted for the fine instead of the yearly registration.
It doesn't cost that much to register a vehicle after it's so few years old.
Right. Well, apparently his fine was $110 for the expired plates, and the renewing his plates is $120 a year. And so he just opted to just not renew it and just risk it. But that's just not right.
That's no,
just,
it's not.
It's not the way you should do it. But the police there, or the traffic services that that they have there in Toronto, say that's not even the oldest. They, I guess, apparently had pulled somebody over that it had expired in 1984.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
1984.
My guess is that it snows so much there, part of the year that license plate's covered by snow and people can't see it.
Yeah, good excuse. I'm not buying it. You know, I know that sometimes people just forget. I know people have done that. And
for 35 years?
No. But, I mean, if it's a couple of months, you know, that's one thing. But, man, I mean, that's just part of the responsibility of owning a car and driving it. You know, that's just what you're supposed to do.
At minimum.
Yeah, at minimum. My dad recently got his registration renewal for his 57, 64 cents. So he drove up there with 64 cents in his pocket, and he just handed them the exact change.